Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
And this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? This is your boy, Sadie J. This is your boy, Sadie J, on Life With Us Live. My girl, Nate, is just checking in the moment. We are officially celebrating 15 years of podcasting, y'all. 15 years. So let's go ahead and first so excited, man. So excited because a lot of times, and that's why I like tonight's guest. When we get to the guest tonight, perfect guest, because this woman does not get her flowers of what she's done. Y'all need to make sure y'all put respect in that queen title. Make sure y'all put respect in that. So we gonna make sure that today on our show, we gonna give some flowers out today. We gonna hit whoever flower company up, tell them they need to give her all the flowers that she deserves. So we gonna get into that. But 15 years, man. 15 years of doing this show is, like, it's a lot, man. Like, I remember when I started this show, and people looked at me crazy. They're like, what podcast? What is this podcast thing you're talking about? You know how in the regular radio, man, we're a radio station guy here, you on. You know, that was what people told me. Like, they diminished what I did because at the time, I was pioneering. I was pretty much being part of the pioneering force that helped make podcasting a thing. And, you know, celebrities started slowly coming on as guests. As they came on as guests, they started realizing, damn, I can have my own medium where I get to talk about what I want to talk about and talk to who I want to talk to. Man, I got to do that. So, yeah, celebrities slowly but surely starting to come over here and start doing podcasting. And as time started going on, podcasting became a thing to where not only do people like myself do podcasting, now it's the same people who do quote-unquote terrestrial radio, they doing podcast shows now. It's like, you hear them, they 9 times out of 10, they're on their regular radio show pushing their podcast. Like, hey, check out my podcast, blah, blah, blah. That's what they be talking about now. So, again, this 15th anniversary episode is about celebrating the fact of a lot of y'all that looked me right in the face and made it seem like that podcasting was going to be a thing. Mm-mm-mm. Looks like it's a thing to me. So, yeah, it's just like I just don't subscribe to that. Like, and that's why you have to always make sure that you're ahead of the game. If you feel like it's not going to get their well received reception right off the bat, go after what you love and don't wait for permission. Do it, because the thing is, even if it's not hot right when you drop it, it's same. I watched it happen to Bounce Music. I remember in college, people looked at me crazy, and they said, why are you playing this bounce music? Because, you know, the New Orleans people started moving, you know, towards this direction because of the Hurricane Katrina. And, of course, they brought that culture. Now, every time you turn your back, you can't escape. You cannot escape. You cannot escape at all what bounce music has done for the music industry and to all these other regions. The same way I feel about Jersey club music, because, baby, let me let you know, a lot of y'all was sleeping on that. Now, I never tired of turning my back, man. Y'all trying to make music that sound low-key like it. Interesting how that works. So, we gonna get into that today with our guests. So, y'all stay tuned for that. Nate should be checking in a moment. We'll have her chime in a moment, but in the meantime, between time, we're going to go ahead and get into this track that, you know, speaking of our guest, that's going to give you a hint of who today's guest is if you ain't already read the show bio for today. I know some of y'all going to be reading. It's okay. All right, so we go right back here on Life or Dust Live with your boy, Ceddy J. And we're going to get into the song. Y'all may have heard it somewhere, you know, TikTok or heard on the radio or saw in the music video. This is Vibe. Back to Life for the Dust Live, your boy Ceddy J and your girl
Nay Seduction.
There we go. Ooh, there we go. It sounds so much better when I hear my favorite voice. we use the air horns a lot this season, Nay, because like you talked to me the other day, this is a pop your shit year. I'm gonna get better about popping my shit, so that's what we're gonna do. But I'm gonna welcome, without further ado, up to the show, woman who puts a respect her name, the queen. I mean, make sure we say it again, queen of Jersey club music. And that's not up for discussion. Anybody that has anything to say about that, show me the Carfax and tells me otherwise. Well, welcome to the show from my birth state, Jersey, my girl, Cookie Kawaii. What's up?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you, for sure. Like, and you coming on such a monumental day for us, man. 15 years doing the show, and this is our season premiere, so thank you. I'm so humbled to have you on here, because one thing about me, and that's going to be something we're going to talk about during this interview for sure, as I've been following you, is sometimes, you know, a lot of times we keep not paying attention to the person and just the music or just the art. And for me, yeah, that's how I connect to people, is based on how they move outside of their craft too. So that's what makes me draw close to them. And you are definitely a person that is definitely not just relying on just the music. You're out there being an activist and whatnot. So it's a pleasure to have you on here for sure.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
First off, for those who don't know, kind of let us know, like, what led you to get into the music industry in the first place?
Well, for me, I've always been surrounded by music. Both of my parents are DJs, so it was just something that kind of, like, I fell into it. After experimenting with poetry a little bit, because I was a poet first, so after a little experimenting with that, just decided to put my poems to some beats, and it kind of just progressed from like a hobby to something that I really enjoyed doing to a passion. And I guess I got lucky and people really liked my songs and I went viral, so yeah.
And let me go back to the viral part, because that's the important part. Like, if I'm not mistaken, based on the timeline, your song actually started going viral during the pandemic, correct?
Well, it was it had its little moment before we were on lockdown, but like, yeah, it reached its peak right when COVID was hitting. Yeah.
Yeah, because that was a key word that I started hearing all the time, and I started seeing people dance. I said, okay, what's this little song right here? Okay. I'm over here dancing with them, watching the video. So yeah, definitely, man. It is great to see that it's not one of those songs that just went away. It's continuously like just made its ways, man. So definitely, it kind of led to you doing more music. So why would you say, for those who don't know, why would you consider yourself the queen of Jersey club music? Because I believe you are, but, you know, I'm going to let you speak for yourself.
I mean, I've done a lot of different things when it comes down to Jersey club. I was a photographer and a videographer before even diving heavily into music. So I shot the Jersey Club Awards twice. I shot a lot of music videos for artists in the Jersey Club community. There were some dance galleries. I was going to keep going, but no, there was some dance battle events on Link Up Tuesdays. I filmed for them. I managed my own dance team, Jersey's Finest. And then, of course, when I did go viral, I mean, my song Vibe has over 100 million streams. Plus, now that's growing. I charted on Billboard with my other song, Violin. I've been in Vogue, or at least got me a cute little interview write-up. I mean, whole photo shoot, so it was a moment. I've done so many things, co-signs from Chance the Rapper, T-Pain. I mean, my debut album, I could keep going on and on, but my resume is
brag about yourself. What we say, this is the year of popping your – let's pop our shit this year. Go ahead and pop your shit.
Yeah, no. I mean, I feel like I've done a lot, and I was very humble upon going viral, and you know, I definitely just focused on everyone else still, or involved everyone else in the story of me rising and bringing Jersey Club to that forefront. But no, I've just done a lot of things, and my resume is pretty extensive. As anybody else wants to title themselves the Jersey Club Queen, they have to just pull out their resume. Yeah.
As what they always say, Google you.
I mean, these days, anybody could get anything on Google or Wikipedia. Nah, that your resume, you know, actions always speak louder than words, you know.
Exactly. So, coming from Jersey, like growing up in Jersey, because of course, I'm from Trenton, just to kind of put something out there, from Trenton originally. And so, like, what, like, for you growing up in Jersey, which we always don't get our respect because New York is right there. And so we always have to explain, yeah, we here, it's not just about New York. Like, how was it for you growing up in Jersey?
What do you mean, like as far as what, like, in comparison to, like, New York?
Yes, because, you know, we constantly have to get on the stand and let people know that we got some motion, too. Like, how do you deal with that, too, as far as even with the music? Because I know we get to keep explaining it to people that we two different people now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, with me and just explaining anything to people when it comes down to, well, at least what I do with Jersey Club music, it was just always just explaining to them that it's not like a TikTok song and that it's a Jersey Club song. I don't really feel like New York really comes into my conversation too much unless it's talking about like the Jersey Club drill or like the drill club music that's coming out right now. But I don't really feel like New York argues when it comes down to where club has been, I guess, the most popular. I mean, if anything, I'll get more static from like Baltimore and Philly. They're usually very they like to debate a lot about who started what, even though a lot of us do know that club music came from Baltimore. I still feel like it stems from Chicago house music. I mean, that's just me. I just feel like Chicago house is like the roots, and then you have like Baltimore club, Philly club, Jersey club. But I don't really think I don't really have any like too much problems or comparisons with New York and when it comes to what I do with club music. I mean, even with like ballroom, you talk about ballroom, if that comes into the conversation, it's not really like a, oh, this is this, or, you know, it's not really like that. But I feel like if there's any, like, debates between New York and Jersey, it's mainly just of how we talk, like, lingo and stuff like that. I don't really think it's too based too much around, like, club music in that sense.
Yes, okay. Well, I'm going to throw the mic to my lovely co-host, Nae, and then, because we're going to get down, it's some serious biz we got to handle today. Hashtag protect black women. So we're going to get to that for sure. Nae, the floor is yours.
Hi, love. How are you?
Hey, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming to Life After Dusk Radio. I'm Nae Seduction. And, you know, I'm the one to ask, you know, the intriguing questions on here. So, but I'm going to keep it, you know, cool, you know, for the beginning. So,
no, I was going to say, no, ask away. You can ask the heavy ones first. I'm prepared.
What are some of the biggest challenges you face in the industry so far?
The biggest struggles for me would be, I would just say, trying to figure out, do I want to shake the table or just keep everything kind of cute and not be what they would call a problematic artist. I mean, I feel like I'm beyond that point, at, you know, where I am now, but that was one of the main things that I kind of went back and forth about, you know, depending if I want to speak out on certain things or, you know, voice my opinion on certain things. That was, like, probably one of the main things that I've probably, I say struggles that I've faced. Other than that, being signed to a major was interesting. I kind of like to just release music at my free will. So having to schedule stuff and have things ready 2 weeks in advance, or I have to wait 2 weeks to release a song that I want to release right away, that wasn't fun. I didn't really like that. And I guess the not really necessarily having all the eyes on you, but just knowing that, you know, you're in this important moment in your life and every single thing that you do could possibly either elevate your career or completely shoot it into the trash. So I guess just the pressure in general. But yeah, I guess it comes with the territory at this point.
It definitely do with social media being such a big thing and the late 2000s now. You know, in the early 2000s, it wasn't much social media for real. Like, but right now, you got to be careful what you say. Be careful what you, because everybody is so sensitive. Like, people are so sensitive. I get it. So, what do you consider a problematic artist? Like, well, you know, I heard you mention that.
I would just say, because, I mean, you don't necessarily have to respond to every single thing. It might not be a fan that may be saying, or a troll online. It could just be any confrontational type of situation where you can just bite your tongue and not voice your opinion. But I feel like it gets a little problematic when you're outspoken and you're kind of bold, stern. You're just very straightforward. It could get a little tricky. So I guess that, in a way, yeah, that could be problematic. And then if you're a black woman, because that can change depending on what the color of your skin, you know, the things that you could do when you're when you're a white artist, I'll just say it, like, they get away with a lot more. They won't be called problematic for the same things that, you know, I would probably do. So,
right.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right. It's a stereotype, and I wish it would go away, but that's just where we always been at in the industry, regardless if you are a music artist or if you are actress or whatever, it's the same stigma. So I do see you have this movement, Protect Black Women. I am a domestic violence survivor. So I went through it. I've been through it. I've lived it. So can you tell us a little bit more of Protect Black Women?
Yeah, I mean, well, of course, I didn't necessarily start the whole Protect Black Women movement. I feel like that's just another one of our hashtags that we are using now with social media to just amplify the message of protecting black women, you know, like the Me Too movement, things like that. I mean, I do have my own nonprofit called I Got You Clean, which I started after I got out of a really bad abusive relationship. I was suicidal, depressed. I went to therapy. I won't say I'm still in therapy, but me and my therapist are really cool. She's on speed dial. And I just kind of like unplugged from the matrix and really just seen that the abuse that happens to Black women it's been going on since the beginning of time, just even women in general, but you know, it's been happening for so long, and when women choose to speak up or speak their truth, most of the time they're silenced or they don't get the attention they should or even the help that they should. Because I know firsthand because I experienced it. And for me, I almost went crazy because I went from literally the whole world dancing to my song, you know, being so in tune or what it appeared to be concerned about what I had going on in my life. But when I was basically screaming for help or exposing that my ex was a serial abuser, he didn't only just abuse me, but, you know, his ex, his roommate and other people that, you know, other women that he knew. And I was just sitting there feeling like I was just screaming at the top of my lungs. No one was listening. But, you know, just a few months ago, you know, everybody's dancing to my song. So it was kind of like a mind fuck going on there. But that's, you know, with therapy, good, you know, solid support system, kind of just like I said, I unplugged from the matrix, and it made me want to dive into activism and using my platform to kind of amplify the voices of other women that felt the same way I did, pretty much silenced or ignored. And it was kind of instantly, like, I mean, at first I was just dragging my ex, you know, online, and I definitely got my money back and amongst other things, so it was working. So I was just dragging my ex at first, but then so many other women started reaching out to me and telling me their stories, and just, I don't know, it was almost like I was Superman. Like, I don't know, everyone was just telling me everything, and I just felt the need to also amplify their stories as well. So it just became that. Like, I mean, I've even been labeled Cookie the Predator Slayer. So at this point, I'm just kind of like, okay, you know, just helping whoever I can. I mean, I even have a situation going on because there were a lot of predators and abusers in the club community, not only in Jersey, but in Baltimore and Philly as well. So I'm building a civil case. I mean, it's pretty serious. So I'm just full activist mode right now and just really wanting to use my platform to help women that, you know, have been in the same position that I have been, felt that they couldn't tell their stories. I mean, the legal system's not built for us, and it takes a lot to bring a predator down. I mean, as we can see, you know, whether it was your R. Kelly's, your Epstein's, you know, your Weinstein's, you know, it just goes on. So yeah,
absolutely, and I commend you. I know it gotta be tough to, you know, share your story but also try to help other women. And speaking of other women, what advice would you give to a woman that's listening today that may have experienced what you've been through?
I mean, one of the things I feel like we all do as women is we probably stay a little longer than when we're supposed to, when the red flags are there and we know that we're worth more than what we're dealing with. You just got to love yourself more than whatever it is that you may be tolerating or settling for. I think somewhere, especially, there are moments where we just know, like, you know, we're worth more than, you know, what we're dealing with or what we're settling for. And those moments where you just choose yourself could literally save you time, money, you know, tears, pain. So I would just say, love yourself, choose yourself, put yourself first before anyone. I mean, unless it's like your kids or God or something like that, then if you're not being treated right, then you should just leave.
Yeah. And Cookie, I wanted to chime in real quick. I personally, this is me personally, where I feel is why a lot of these problems happen. Like, mm-hmm. People don't put women enough in leadership positions. And let me expound on that. You can put, mm-hmm. like, when I say put them in leadership positions, don't just put them there because it's a cute representation thing. They go, oh, I put somebody there. Do it from the heart. It really allowed their voices to be heard. You got more women involved in your businesses. A lot of that stuff, you know, you don't tolerate a lot of that stuff, and you speak up a little bit more. Like, Nay is like, you know, I won't call her Robin. We're like Batman and Superman. And because of her being involved, it's what keeps me grounded. It makes me continue what is already in my heart anyway doing, making sure that black women are allowed to be, women period are able to be heard, but black women especially, because y'all got to do it for twice as hard. And so every business that I have, I either A, have a black woman that is in leadership, or I allow them to speak and actually implement what they tell me, because when you do that, your business seems to do a little bit better when you tend to allow women to actually have a real voice in what you're doing and not just some cute eye candy.
Right. Yeah, I respect that. Okay. I mean, that's valid.
That's a fact, because honestly, people are afraid, like, to put women in leadership positions. That goes, like, in the music, that goes in being an actress, that, you know, and especially black women, they don't like to see a black woman with so much power.
And when y'all speak y'all voice, oh, here comes an angry black woman. Oh my God. It's like,
right.
You would think that at this point it would change. You would think that after seeing, you know, what so many black women have done, what they've created, you know, what their voices and their minds have done, you would think that we wouldn't have to fight as hard to be in these spaces or to have safe spaces for black women to thrive in.
Yeah, y'all are beautiful no matter what part of the color spectrum. I mean, light skin, dark skin, in between. Y'all are just beautiful. Y'all are powerful as hell. And that's why, like, every day, man, y'all what fuels me, because just little stuff, like every day. I just did a shoot with somebody today, and she was just talking about how you really go hard and you don't be having to, but that's because I want to. That's when you want to, and you're not just doing it because you, for whatever reason, you get a lot more. Like, again, you get a lot more stuff done, and I want to continue to see black women thrive, because again, y'all don't get y'all flowers enough. And like, my dad says it every day. He be like, man, you got to make sure you got black women involved because they get shit done. And so that's what he always say. He on his business calls and stuff would be so hilarious. But, so while we are in this world, as we get close to the end of the interview, do you have any projects that we need to be on the lookout for because I'm still... I didn't listen to Vibe 1, 2, 3. I listen to 4, 5, 6, 7, forever. Different entities you have from any this time with Dear Silence, which I like Dear Silence. He be having me rolling.
Yeah, he's extremely talented. Shout out to Dear Silence. I love everything he does. So I'm really ecstatic that we got to work on a record together. Violin is actually the record that charted on Billboard, my first chart. So, yeah. I was just going to say, because that wasn't the question. You asked me, do I have anything up and coming? I mean, I just dropped, it was a surprise EP. It's called The Jersey Club Queen. So that's fun.
I listened to it, definitely.
Yeah, straight up Jersey Club music. I mean, it's not, that's just straight what it is, straight Jersey Club music. And the project I dropped before that was Club Soda Volume 3. I mean, that's like my little mixtape series. So you have Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Feel free to check that out. And then I'm also working on my next album, which is called Sex Cells. So that should be fun.
Okay. Sex Cells. Okay. Speaking of sex cells, what is the craziest place you ever had sex at?
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's change the vibe. Why don't we? Okay. the craziest place. Okay. I have to think about that. I don't know. I don't feel like outside is a crazy place. It's not really.
Yes,
right?
It's not. Not really.
Oh, no, I know. It was outside. It was outside in, like, because I have to stay in, like, a little complex area. So it was, like, where you park at. like it was some balconies there, so, and I think someone was having a cookout, but we were really drunk. So
oh wow, not while somebody having a cookout.
Not the cookout. Somebody brought the
meat. Nah, you getting
to
your
buns
toast while somebody having a cookout.
It's just how, sometimes you just gotta have your time. You just have your moment there.
Period.
I don't feel bad about mine being outside no more. I don't feel bad no more.
Also, that was your moment too outside.
Yeah, it was outside in the middle of at night on a busy street.
Okay, so see, I think that just be like those drunk moments, like it be happening like that.
Yeah, I definitely was. I was actually going to be good, but the moment just came over me, and I was like, you know what? She kept saying
that
right thing. That got me.
It's usually them drunk nights. Hilarious.
Right down memory lane.
Well, I
no,
was no, in church,
but no,
church
you gotta hear Nays is gonna
the
be
the church bathroom.
Yeah, the church bathroom.
Yeah, okay. Now, yeah, I don't feel bad about outside neither. All right. Okay. I wasn't that bad now. All right, now you better get it.
And then it was with a female with that. Lord have mercy.
Oh, okay. No. See, now I feel like I got to add that to my bucket list.
Oh, my God. Listen, don't
not
you go on Easter Sunday, sneak in there while the Easter program going on. Nigga, throw it back.
Listen.
Because
I'm trying to figure out why. Now that you're saying that, I'm like, well, why I haven't tried it now?
Oh, my God.
You know.
Oh, that was not.
Period. I know that's right.
No, because wait a minute. Need to add that to the list now. Okay.
Oh, no. That was not how that's supposed to go. You supposed to shake your hand there and say,
No, because a female, you know, I love women, okay? So I'm down, yeah, anywhere with a woman, yes, yep, put me on the list.
Boy, y'all.
Period. See, Teddy, look, I know I ain't the only crazy one.
See y'all saw me, boy, y'all saw me.
Let me find out you a Scorpio or something. Hold on.
I'm a Leo, so I know if you a Scorpio, I know how y'all get down already. My best friend is a Scorpio. She's like,
I ain't scared out of that. Hold on, no, that's not getting twisted. Sally not scared now. Don't be niggas. I'm scared.
Oh,
Sally,
you a Virgo.
Sure.
You
might
never.
Sally, you a Virgo. Yes. I don't have a problem with Virgos, but my ex was a Virgo, so.
I'm a different level of Virgo. If it makes it any better, my beautiful, wonderful little sister, who actually got me into doing podcasting, so after that, she is a Leo. So that if that makes it, she's an awesome.
Leos will definitely motivate you to live your best life and apply your talent to what you're supposed to be doing. You know, chase your dream. We're very much so motivational people.
You just explained her to her teacher. She was like, live that life, brother. Don't let them tell you can't live that life. So, yeah.
Yeah, we would definitely push you to do whatever. If we see you got some talent, we would push you. Leos are definitely like cheerleaders, the best.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, if you like, you could definitely stay around and listen to the rest of the show. But otherwise,
I'm gonna be plugged in. I'm feeling a roll me a little blunt, tune in. I appreciate
you
guys for having me.
You as well, man. I appreciate you. Like again, one, I'm so glad that you're able to comfortably share the story and definitely be able to promote protecting Black women, because a lot of these shows we gotta be careful. We don't want to shake any feathers. You know, they all on that.
The table has to be shook sometimes. I even tell a lot of people I'm not necessarily the cookie cutter activist that's going to play by the rules. I feel like, you know, with this new generation, with social media, with everything,
I'd rather just be straightforward. We're not cutting corners. I say how I feel and I mean what I say. And that sometimes might mean that my hands have to get a little dirty to get the point across, but that's just what it is. You know, there were slaves that didn't just run away or, you know, just wait to be freed. They killed Master, okay? They was not going for none of that. So I feel like with me, it's definitely a more aggressive approach when I call people out on their shit or when I choose to expose certain information. I don't want to be the cookie cutter activist. I mean, there's plenty of women that can do things the nice way. I'm friends with them. I usually let them play good cop, you know, but I'm straight up bad cop. We're not going for none of that. I mean, if you guys have seen my page and see anything that I'd be doing, then y'all trying to get the gist of
I started getting my sword out. I was like, hey, man. I started getting my sword out for a second. Y'all got one more in you.
No, it really does.
They get crazy.
I feel like a lot of our people don't know about the system. They don't know about generational curses. They don't know that this is a systematic thing. Like, it's not just me trying to expose their favorite producers or DJs in the community. This is something that's happening not only in Jersey, in every state you can think of, especially to Black women. And it's just like it's a generational thing to stay quiet. It's like you'll have the creepy uncle sitting at the Thanksgiving table and, you know, your family still don't kick his ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like it's a generational thing. And we gotta be able to have these heavy conversations and really talk about these things and also hold these predators accountable. It's not just men. It could be women, too. You know, there's so many conversations that I find myself in, you know, in my comment sections, arguing with people or even just educating people about our system, just so much stuff. And it's a lot. We got to teach so many people because there's so many of our people really don't know. And they're in a cycle of just victim blaming or not speaking up or, you know, being a part of the problem with silence. And it's just a lot. So, yeah, again, that's why I extremely appreciate you guys for even having me. So I could at least, you know, even if it was only a 5-minute conversation, it still opens up that door for the people that are listening and want to tap more into not just even activism or politics or any of that. It's still just general, just being better human beings, you know what I'm saying? Like, and learning how to treat people better and, you know, have a little bit more empathy, you know?
Because some people can't stop and they won't stop. Was that too soon?
It's not too soon. They just raided that man's house.
Right? Oh, man.
I'll talk about it.
Well, anyways, we're gonna go to Moon Dizz. I was playing a game back and forth. What song do I want to play? I'm gonna go to Moon Dizz. I like
Moon
Dizz.
Yeah, I think
Moon
we got some retrogrades and some things going on. Some eclipse and some good universal stuff going on. So yeah, Moon Dance is the perfect pick.
All right, we're gonna go to Moon Dance, and we come back. We are gonna go into Seduction 101. Ooh, Nay, I wanna know. I wonder what you got for Seduction 101 to start this on this season off. I'm waiting. All right, we'll be right back, y'all.
Right. problem.
All right, we're back. We're back on Life of Dust Live. Your boy Ceddie J and your girl.
Seduction.
Yeah. And I'm just going to say it now. We just start the season off on the right foot. I love to get a good interview. Y'all know how we are on this show. We get real snooty about interviews.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And by the way, I will be bringing you back on for a quick second because we did not do our due diligence and tell people where to follow you. We have failed America. We don't just say follow on the show. We say stalk because stalkers, they do more than follow. They comment on your page, they share it, all that.
I love active followers. You love those. But yeah, you can find me on all social platforms, whether it's TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, pretty much any platform that is out here. And that's Cookie Kawaii. So CookieKawaii. Yeah, so it's Cookie Kawaii on everything. So on streaming platforms too. So feel free to check out more of my music and stay updated with me on all platforms. I'm very active, so don't feel afraid to hit me up.
All right, I'm going to let you go back and relax and enjoy. All right,
yes,
y'all.
Yes. And again, thank you for having me. Y'all enjoy the rest of the show. I'm definitely going to be tuning in.
All right. Thanks, we're definitely blessed to have you. All right, y'all, we got 15 minutes. What foolishness can we do in 15 minutes? A lot. So, first off, I got to also make sure that we haven't done the show since then. I got to pop your ears for you. Let me pop your ears for you because I went to the red carpet premiere. Yes, I went to the red carpet premiere while I was in Atlanta. When I went to Atlanta to visit my buddy Nate Seduction and, you know, visit other people while I was there and Joy and Turnip. Nate, that was definitely a treat to see you on the screen. And you got more acting coming up, so... Shoot, I'm excited as hell.
Thank you, Ceddie. Yes, Smoke movie premiere was amazing. Ceddie did show up to support me. I definitely appreciate that. And I had my husband there by my side. And actually seeing myself on the big screen was like, wow, like I'm really in a movie. It was amazing. And I did so good. I'm like, wow. Okay, it just made me want to do it more.
Yeah, I see you are doing more like, shoot, we just did a special, a special magazine release issue for Not Your House that you're actually getting ready to work on. So shout out to that.
Yes, shout out to John and Wes Jr. for giving me the opportunity to be in the movie Smoke. Fun fact, I didn't even have to audition for the movie.
You know me because this pop your ish year. We gonna listen.
Okay, I did have the audition. He actually seen me on Instagram, hit me up. We had a phone conversation, and you know, we pretty much went from there.
Knowing a John conversation, I know that conversation was long.
Kind of low. John, he likes to talk. He is from the Midwest. For people who don't know, I'm from Gary, Indiana. John is from Chicago, which is like 10 minutes away from Gary. So he's from Chicago, Illinois.
But I'm excited.
And God is good. I would say God is good. Like, one monkey don't stop no show. Like, people pray on your downfall, but God will lay a table for you full of blessings right in front of the people who don't like you.
And if the monkey tries to get in the way, just shake that monkey. Bam, 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 bam.
I'm just saying, like, people are so mad because of God's grace that he have on your life, because of God's favor. Like, but people don't know what you had to go through to be where you at today.
Hey, I tell people this year is a year of manifestation, and it's been definitely proven itself. Like, it's been so many wins this year. Like, goodness, Like, even I'm telling you, like, Nate, all these wins, man, I'm just like, what is going on? Like, last year was like that old roller coaster they had at the amusement park forever, and you like, why just still up? That's how last year was. It was like, you still kind of get lit. You have some moments like, oh, it's kind of cool. But you got some moments that make you feel like, man, what kind of year is this? That's what I was getting. I was definitely getting out like this year, man. God, you've been showing out, man. You better showing out. And every time I just, man, from day one, like I did when I did that one shoot on the bridge, and everybody said, "Oh my God, you shot that!" That was the beginning and the end for my photography. We went on a whole nother level. I was like, I told her what I did. I said, most of my work you'll see this year is going to turn your head every time. You go, damn, like, wait, he really is that good. Like, yeah, I've been this good. I just ain't been paying attention. But, you know, I mean, I was too modest with the stuff shooting, too, so set it up.
Make them pay attention. This year, they're going to pay attention because
they're going to feel me.
That you're doing behind the scenes, that is a lot of things that people don't know what you're doing. But when you pop out, baby, look.
They better get ready. God damn, I just saw my check. I didn't know my check was going to be that big. But anyway.
Oh, Lord.
Good Lord. That little ding happened while I was in the way. I looked at myself. That's
getting off all distractions.
Yeah, I'm about to start all praises. Yeah, okay now. But yeah, so no, like one thing, so I can say that, you know, Nate, what you always say, stay tuned. Don't tell them nothing until it happens. So I actually acted in my very first music video this week, and that was funny because I went into like this real asshole best friend role, and I'm just telling y'all gonna definitely laugh at me because I'm like this dude is crazy. So yes, stay tuned. It'll be dropping sometime today. So I will be when it drops. Yes, the music, because she's dropping a single in the video simultaneously. So once it does, I will definitely, y'all go see the link and see me pop my ish heavy. I'm like, oh, I'm acting, oh my God. So, yeah.
Okay, y'all go mess around and put you in the movie next.
Hey, you know, I'm ready to act a fool or cry. You know, I got the fake tears ready to go. But yeah, so, no, so let's go into Seduction 101. What is for this first episode of the new season, what you got for Seduction 101?
Yeah, so y'all know how people, you know, just like to flirt on the internet and stuff like that. And some people, you know, they don't know how to properly flirt or whatever. So, you know, I'm going to give some tips. This topic is called Mastering the Art of Flirting. Techniques, tips, and strategies. Effective flirting.
Let me get my notebook out.
Okay. Ready? Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and do the first four tips this week, and next week I'll do the other four because it's a total of 8 tips. All right? So flirting, the definition of flirting. Flirting is a social skill that can enhance connections in relationships. All right? So this guide explores techniques, tips, and strategies to navigate flirting in different social contexts. So number one, understanding the fundamentals of flirting. Definition of flirting and its importance in social interactions. The role of body language, verbal cues, and nonverbal cues. You got to pay attention to people's body language, right? Like, is him or her, whatever, are they engaging with you? Like, how is their facial expression? What's their body language? All right, pay attention to that. Number two, building confidence. You have to be self-aware, right? And you have to have a positive mindset. You got to overcome the fear of rejection and embrace vulnerability, right? A lot of men, I'm sorry, Sadie, I'm going to have to say it. A lot of men don't know how to handle rejection.
Hey,
right?
That's a true fact.
Like, that's out here killing females, shooting at females, hitting them with guns, stabbing them, all because a woman rejected them and it hurt their little pride. Okay? Confidence no matter what. It, like, just because one woman don't want you don't mean the next woman wouldn't want you. But you up here stabbing her, shooting her, whatever, doing all these this weird stuff just because she don't want you or she rejecting you. That's weird. Tailoring your approach. Your approach is everything, despite if you a man or woman. How you approach someone is everything. All right? So make sure you approach someone respect, you know, in a respectable way. You want to use humor. Be playful, all right? Being playful, like a woman or, like, people like funny people. I like funny people. I like people that make me laugh. So if you can make me laugh, like, you know, we can continue the conversation. So being humorous can build rapport with the person that you interacting with. If you're flirting with them in person or if it's on social media, go ahead.
I'm going to say respectfully, I have laughed for people out their draws before, so.
I'm just saying. Funny niggas do be getting them panties, okay? I'm just
saying. One moment she laughed at a joke. The other day she like, her shirt that came up, oh, that goes my shirt up over my head. Let me leave this thing into Cookie. Let me see. Uh-oh, Nate?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, but I said that, you can definitely make women laugh. If you, they'll definitely attract to you making laugh because sometimes, like, making people laugh is actually a sign of comfort. You make people feel... Maybe you feel like they can let their guard down and joke around with you. It's a sign of comfort. So I definitely agree with that statement.
Yes, like people love funny people. Like people love somebody that can make them laugh, like and make them smell.
Hey, this is gonna be funny looking.
You funny looking and you make me laugh, like, you ain't gonna get my number, but, like, we can be, like, you know, cool, but, you know. But, yes, like, these are some great techniques to me, like, you have to approach somebody with respect. A lot of people, like, getting there because they're being rejected by these women. How are you approaching these women? Are you being respectful or are you coming out, oh, yo, ma, let me get your number, yo, ma, like, woman.
No, my favorite one is when they walk up to a girl and they just feel like they can just like grab her. What's up? And you looking? You can get his head. Like you don't even know her. You just led in with grabbing the ass. Now there are some women who are attracted by that immature crap, but I just think this is odd and weird and it's giving, like you said, it's giving predator mode. Like how you walk up to somebody you don't know and you just grab on the ass. To introduce a conversation.
That's disrespectful. That's so disrespectful. So those are my tips for Seduction 101. The first four tips, the next four tips will be next Wednesday. So if y'all want to know these tips, y'all better tune in.
All right. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate it. I'm gonna keep Triggers of the Week short and sweet because I got to add some people to the list, and just got to do it. So let me go ahead and do this. Honk the horn. I mean, Crickets, please.
Thank you,
Crickets. Play them violins well. All right, so my cricket of the week is going to, or somebody's friend. You do not have to always be involved with everything they do. Now, what did I mean by that?
Say that.
I know. Let me dig deep on what the hell that means. Like, some people feel like they feel like if they don't, like, especially if you're not going to do them any good being involved, step the hell back and just support. You can be a good supportive friend. You ain't always got to be directly involved in order for, like, you could tell me I'm not doing no interviews and whatnot, and I would have showed up for you. That's just what it is. Nay decided from cause of her heart going, hey, bam, you should network and take this opportunity. When that is reached out and offered to you, that's different. But don't make it seem like the only way you're going to support your friend is if you're involved. That's whack as hell. And it pisses me off with it because most of the ones that do that, they're not any good. They're not any good because I've lost a friend over that. This goes again, you know how they say, because we only, some reason when we talk about separating business from personal, we tend to only mention it in romantic sense. But we also need to mention it in our friendship sense too of, you can be my friend and be cool, but you don't have to, but you need to separate being a part of business because sometimes you're not good for business. And I see this happening. And people get, anyone get mad and stall in their pants. Why are you you're not supporting? Like, I can't be involved. Come on, man. Like, damn it. You can support. Like, you can support and still do just as much. And like I said, again, you can network and stuff. I'm going to tell you not to network. But you don't have to be involved directly every time in order to feel like that it validates you. Like, that's crazy. And so, yeah, like, I've seen it where people who I'm cool with or, you know, to a degree, you know, I mean, I'm not being cool anymore because they let their bad business practices get in the way, and their ego get in the way of, maybe I just need to step back and really step back. If you say, and don't just say you're going to step back, actually step the hell back and do that. Because if you don't step back for real and you keep trying to work your way back in, don't mean work your way back in later. That means when you say you're going to step back, because it's all right to be self-reflective and understand that, oh, maybe I'm the problem. And it's okay. But have some self-reflection of realizing when you are the problem or something. And be the big person to do that. Stop waiting because you feel like that means that you're admitting that you're bad or something. No, it's okay. We all have things that we need to step back from. Hell, a friend trying to get me be involved with their business. I'm not very thrilled about the business. I'll support you. I'll promote you out there, but I don't do well with it. So it's okay to admit when you have a weakness that you're not really good at. Let's normalize being able to step back and just support as a friend instead of always having to be directly involved. That's my cricket of the week. Normalize being a supportive friend, not a friend who always has a benefit from what you're doing.
I agree. That was a good one, Seth.
I seen it too much. I'm telling you, I've seen it, and you know, 2024 me don't be putting up with it. I be sitting there, hey, I'm a you just sort of, nope, don't care, because I've been told you, and you don't listen, and I gotta keep repeating myself about it. Now I'm gonna have a problem.
One thing about Nate, they cut somebody off with a quickness. That's one thing about me.
Hello. 2024 wasn't been cutting them off, man. I ain't been playing the
why? Why? No access denied.
And the key card don't work.
Period. That part. And we were just talking about this the other day off the show, though, about limited access. Limiting your access.
There's levels of access. Yes, people need to understand that your credentials have different levels. And understand that your credentials may have downgraded sometimes. It's okay. Don't mean that I hate you. Just mean for better. Just mean for me to have my peace of mind. That's need to be. But if you don't understand my peace of mind, then your credentials are going to be completely removed.
Period.
So, yes, that again is my cricket of the week. Again, I thank Cookie for coming. Cookie Kawaii coming to the show. Definitely dope individual. She's fine as hell. We're going to say, I'm going to say that woman fine. That woman is fine.
Yes.
I didn't know she put that one picture. I was like, that video, you're not right. You're not right.
Funny.
But, so yeah, so she's just dope. I love to see that she's like making herself vulnerable and taking a stand for people. Like you said, sometimes you got to mix it up with the people who do it in a much softer way and people who are more aggressive, more assertive about it. And she just chooses to be assertive, and it's okay, you know, because the cause she's fighting for is sometimes you got to get. She said you got to get your hands dirty sometimes. So.
And
that
don't mean you're an angry black woman either. People need to start with that mess.
Yeah, because what we do with all of a sudden, so we're going to go back and say that MLK and Malcolm X was angry black men? Like, that's wild. That's wild as hell. That's the narrative we're going to go with. So, yes, because it'd be different if we're not seeing. You know, not seeing women losing rights right before our eyes. Hell, we still losing them. New stuff.
Yep.
I mean, we tell them what to do. We got people trying to tell people what to do with their vagina. Oh my God. So
yep.
Yeah, it's just these men have problems with women in their vaginas.
And
it's the least of it.
And they go say women can't work no more. Y'all go take
out
working right
now. Oh, right
next.
Yeah, it's crazy. Get back in there and get it and go scrub. Go cook me some dinner. Yeah, that's like we not on it. We've been past that. Lolly, let's treat each other right, man. It's okay. Like all of a sudden, it does not demasculate you because women have women are being more vocal and want to see at the table more. It's okay. Stop acting like it's not. Like everything's gonna fall apart because I'm telling you, I love it here. I love it here in the land of have y'all more than welcome to have a seat at my table. So definitely, it don't bother me. Because again, the words of my dad: when you got black women involved with your stuff, shit gets done. So yes, that is what it is for me. That might want to try to act like I have a masculine problem because I think that way. That's on you. Respectfully, there's going to be still plenty of women who still want to fuck with me because they don't subscribe to that idea. Nice try. So, yes, again, great show on that. I tell you, God, music video get ready to drop. This Saturday, I have my real live hold down, which is, you know, rodeo. Y'all ready at rodeo time? We will be celebrating the release of Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album. Oh, Nay, let me tell you, and I got a chance to see K. Michelle this weekend. That woman had me licking my lips the entire time I was looking at her.
Oh, the Lord.
Whew. Good Lord. And she was talking, kind of told us about her country album dropping too. So I'm loving it, man. I'm loving that these black women right now are not going for it. They are making a stand in country music and letting them know that we belong here too. I'm loving it, y'all. Keep not monolithic. And really, if y'all want to keep, I've been saying this since we've been starting these conversations, if y'all really want to keep it real, the blues is basic country music, but that's another conversation for another day. We'll be here all day talking about that. So, yes, a shout out to Keisha Cole was looking good, too. And they, Keisha Cole was looking. Hey, Trey Songz. Trey Songz and Jaheim and them ladies, man, they brought the women out. I was like, ooh, I see the teacher, Mrs. Collier, right here. So, yes, man. Woo! I was glad to be a bartender that day because, man, I'm telling you. But, yeah, so that project coming out, let's see, anything else. Oh, y'all, get ready for the Beast Mode issue of Human Cameras. When I tell you that the best cover of Human Cameras magazine history might be dropping this issue, that's not just me saying it. Y'all going to see, and y'all going to understand, because Beast Mode is more than just about, because as y'all saw, see that, as y'all start to see that we're involved, basically Beast Mode is involving not just animal print or animals involved in the shoots, but it's basically a figurative term of women who are on a, if they on a beast mode. So that's basically where we're going with it. So again, I'm excited. I'm so excited to be able to experience this, all these different great things happening. Got, man, working with some big, heavy players, man, between photography and the radio show and the magazine. So I'm just extremely grateful to continue that happening. And I'm excited for Nate, because Nate, you just keep, I can see you do all, you keep getting all these roles as you should. You, as we, again, as we celebrate 15 years of Life That Does Live, one of the key moments that happened in the history of the show was when you joined the show. We tell y'all the stories all the time about Nate coming. And Nate has been here ever since. She's been on my side ever since. And, like, she hasn't changed up on me. She's kept the same energy or increased the energy even more since she started. And especially when we started doing these meet and greets, it just really brought us together more, because now we have the person that we talk to online. We get to see them in person, be able to interact with them. So, Nate, again, I'm so thankful that you're on this ride with me all the time, man, and continuing season after season after season. So, again, appreciate you so much. And we got to give you applause for that.
Thank you,
Daddy.
Thank
you.
And, yes, we going up this year. We just not playing no games. Life After Dusk, Steady J, Human Canvas Magazine. Y'all just got to stay tuned. Like, we can't tell y'all everything that we're doing, but just know that we are working on the scenes.
There's some things, even with the show, there's some things coming to the show. With y'all, I'll tell them to you when the time comes. There's stuff that's already in play, but I'm not going to mention them quite yet. So I'm just going to wait. And wait until I'm ready. I feel the time is right to tell y'all. So, I'm thankful. And just continue. I wanted to tell you, continue use your voice, man, and continue, you know, because, yeah, Nate looks good. We not blind. We see that she looks good. But her voice is just as she looks. Because that was a problem. A lot of y'all, before she started doing more of the show and started acting more, y'all were just saying, ooh, she look good, man. She look good. But y'all weren't seeing that she actually is, hey, she's a dope individual. And when she opens that mouth, it's a powerful things come out that mouth, man. So, definitely, man. I also in the midst of it, I want to go ahead and mention, so not only am I going, because y'all know I do King Tut in Irving on Saturdays. Well, starting not just Sunday, but the following Sunday, I picked up another spot, which is called Firehouse Lounge. And Firehouse Lounge is very beautiful. Very Cronin sexy. Is one of my biggest accomplishments I have done to date club wise. And if you come in like full kitchen, the bathroom, getting say selfie vibes when you're getting it, you're gonna probably spend about 20 minutes in the bathroom just trying to take pictures. It's a great opportunity and being able to continually show people that yes, I can be just as much as a power of force in this promotion ground as y'all are. Because I was doing that before, my light got dimmed a little bit by people because people don't want you to kiss the ring and don't want to because you come back to a certain city. There's a lot of politics, and I find a way to overcome those politics and get back to showing people that I got some motion. Now y'all going to see. Now, and I'm not letting that motion go now. So it is what it is. Do you have any other news you want to share with us, Nate? I know you be holding stuff in a little genie bottle.
I can say this. I am on this reality show in Atlanta called City Girls of Atlanta. It's already confirmed. So, City Girls of Atlanta will be releasing this summer. It's a great show. I like it so far, but y'all stay tuned. Y'all follow the Lax Network on Instagram and subscribe to the Lax Network. That's the Lax, LAXX Network. And y'all go follow City Girls of Atlanta on Instagram. Y'all can, you know, see Nate Seduction, period. But yeah. Other than that, I will be in this movie called Exotic. I already filmed for that in February. And I don't know when it's going to release yet, but I filmed for that. Other than that, y'all got to stay tuned. You know, I don't say too much. I only talk about stuff that's already done.
Yes, y'all already know. It is what it is. All right, y'all, we're getting ready to roll out. Again, how y'all can stalk me, if you search Setty J Dusk, you're pretty much going to find me. You find that page or wherever. It's going to lead you to the rest of my brands. So definitely do that. Nate, how can they stalk you?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram, Nate Seduction. That's NAYY_seduction. If you don't know how to, spell seduction, your ass don't need to be on nobody's social media network. My makeup company, Nate Seduction Brand, that's NAYY Seduction Brand. It is a luxury beauty brand. You know, we sell eyelashes, lip gloss, lipsticks, you know. We have a new product that's actually out that nobody has, y'all. So it's some Luxe Lash Adhesive Strip. So instead of using lash glue, you actually just use this adhesive strip and put it on the eyelash band of your fake eyelashes and then put the eyelash on like normal. So, y'all need it. Y'all need this. So, yes, go to Nate's.
Let's put these photo shoots. Y'all be screaming, where I don't know when I put my glue in.
Period.
Oh, thank God.
Period.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
It's strong. It lasts up to 16 hours. You can get 2 wears per strip. 40 come in the pack, y'all. So $15.99 on NateSeductionBrand.com. Y'all need this for y'all eyelashes. Like, for the girls that don't know how to put on eyelashes with lash glue, I'm telling you, this product would definitely help you with that.
Yeah, y'all need it because then y'all eyelashes come off. Y'all start losing confidence and stuff and forget about having fun. That eyelash come off, all the fun stuff. So, yes, y'all get them last strips, so we ain't got to hear it no more.
Okay. But y'all go ahead and get y'all some Nate Seduction Brand, period.
Y'all make sure y'all go to humancanvasmag.com. Ooh, I love saying that has its own site now. humancanvasmag.com. Go there and you'll be able to, because if we, oh, I, That is crazy. I didn't know that. We haven't done the show since that site launched. So, yes, Human Canvas has its own magazine site now. Go to there. That will allow you to be able to get the magazine wherever platforms we have it on, and also make it easier to see the database and know about what the submissions are coming up, all that. So go to humanchemistmag.com. Go there. It also has the 100th issue. We hit our 100th issue back in January. And then, you know, all the issues have been dealt before. We also had this, again, the special edition one that is promoting the the pre-production of Not Your House. So definitely check that out. Again, everybody, thank you for tuning to the show. And we're going to roll on out. Make sure you follow and listen to the show on wherever podcasts are listened to. A lot of the major ones, y'all know they are. I ain't going to go through all the long lists. All right, we're rolling on out, everybody. Remind you in everything you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a...
N-A or you, there is a way.
Y'all to another episode, the season premiere episode, the 15th anniversary episode of Life in the Dust Live with Sadie J and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
And Nay, we ain't stopped telling this. What is the public service announcement we tell everybody?
If you go home, please do it responsibly.
All right. Y'all heard it, y'all. We rolling on out. Peace.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18